This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I open some cans from Sketchbook as we talk about Lucky Monk, Goose Island, Off Color, and then give a big congratulations to Vice District for opening their second location. All that more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And this is our last episode of September. Or not September, August. Before September. It's over.
Yeah, man. North Coast, I believe, is this weekend. And their logo is, Summer's Last Stand. That's their slogan.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Labor Day. Labor Day caps off, but closes out the summer, right?
It was good. It was good.
We had a good run?
I feel like it was an active summer.
All right. But we're still drinking summery beers as we opened up some cans from Sketchbook today. Mm-hmm. They're Honey Bird. It's a pale ale brewed with honey and basil.
Yeah, man. This is interesting. They got the new logo. They call the new logo the Beetle around the office.
Okay.
Yeah, man. 5.7%? So I guess it's inspired by a Thai holy basil?
Okay.
Fresh Thai holy basil.
Fresh Thai holy basil. I don't know what Thai holy basil is, yeah. But okay.
I like it because, you know, there is those honey melon notes in there,
mm-hmm.
but it's got beer integrity.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't like a sweetness forward.
Yeah, it's not sticky sweet. It's not cloying. It's just very refreshing and light. Maybe it's that basil kind of coming through.
Yeah, all that stuff plays well with the pale ale base. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, so we're gonna sip on this. I always love digging into Sketchbook cans. I don't make it up there as often as I would have liked. I think almost every weekend I'm like, I should go up to Sketchbook because I have some friends that live in Evanston.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's how it is, man.
All right, so if you're new to Chicago Beer Pass, this is what we do. We talk about the beers we're drinking, the beers we drank, and the beers we're going to drink.
Yeah.
So lots of beer chatter.
You know, it's this week in beer,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's a good way to remember stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a good reference point when we're hanging out. We're like, I remember this thing because we talked about it on this thing we do.
And it drives you to do something then, too, sometimes.
Yeah, true.
What about this past week? Did you make it to anything? Last week, you were on a tear, so I wouldn't be surprised if you took it easy.
We got busy last week. You know, what we did this week, we went to Beer on Central, which is it's a bottle shop / tap room. Up in Evanston on Central Street. You know, just steps away from the Evanston Central Metro station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. Yeah. I wanted to see what was going on in this place. And we heard that the urban renewal guys were pouring. So that's why we ended up there.
Nice. Was it good?
Yeah, it was cool. So this place, first they had the Hot Butcher Blazed Orange, the milkshake one.
Okay.
Because they were telling me at the size game, they had the non-milkshake one. They're like, if you ever see the one with the white letters, you got to get it. So,
interesting.
Yeah, they had that, which I was excited about.
Okay.
I wanted to get to know these urban renewal guys because I know nothing about that project.
Yeah.
We went to Dovetail, and I noticed that it's in the Malt Roll book that I think the Hop Review guys helped put together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're in the book, but I'm like, well, who are these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I went.
Okay. Yeah.
So these guys have two offerings, Tallboy 4-packs. One's a Kolsch, Kiss Kolsch. The other one is Raised IPA.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently this dude is, he is a contractor and he helps put together brew pubs and install brewing equipment around the world, like literally like hundreds of breweries.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know anybody that does that.
So we needed like a showroom for his thing. Like, yeah, I do this around the world, but here's my spot. Like, his spot's got to look good, right?
Exactly,
be legit.
Right? So he's got three young kids. He's like, dude, I'm tired of traveling. Let's just set up shop here because this is where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they moved into the old Metropolitan space in Mall Road.
Right next to the distillery there.
Yeah, Koval. Right next to Koval. I think that's the oldest boutique since Prohibition, Illinois, for a distillery. Yeah, the oldest distillery in Illinois post-Prohibition, I think, is
Cobal.
Cobal. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it was interesting, man. They had a raspberry wheat on tap. He says they're gonna have a milk stout in October. Yeah, and they have a space that's their tap room won't be open until 2019, but they're gonna have a to-go space that's gonna be available in the next month for people who want their stuff
at the Raven on the Ravenswood.
On Ravenswood, so okay. There's some good vibes in there. Metropolitan had a good run. Their run was so good that they actually had to go and get a bigger space.
Right. Yeah.
So,
but they did tours at that location. They never really had a tap room or to-go spot or anything like that.
I remember showing up once for yoga because they said, hey, if you come do yoga, you know, we're pouring lemongrass crankshaft.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dope, let's go. And then I get there and Tracy's there. She's like, what's up? You guys got a yoga mat? I was like, no. She's like, we're doing yoga for real. So I didn't get the lemongrass, you know, crankshaft in the little bitty one. What's it called? A cask, that one. The gravity-fed one?
Yeah.
The firkin.
The firkin, yeah.
The firkin, yeah.
So you tried to show up for yoga unprepared. You tried to show up for yoga just for the beer.
I wanted this lemongrass, you know, crankshaft, man.
You're like, I'll do all the standing stretches. I don't need to get down.
Yeah, she called me out on the placement. I was like, God damn it, Tracy. Yeah. But a part of the reason why they are calling it Urban Renewal is because of that space.
Okay.
So they're kind of reinventing that space. Like you said, there wasn't a tap room there previously. Mm-hmm. So that's their location actually has a lot to do with their name, they said.
Nice.
Yeah. So, oh, some of the breweries that this guy built was a Shipyard over in Maine.
That's a nice brewery.
Yeah. Cape Cod Brewing in Cape Cod, obviously. Oh, and a spot called Henniker in New Hampshire. So he spent a lot of time on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Nice.
So interesting, man. I learned about a new Chicago brewery this week. So, yeah.
Anything else then you hit up?
That's actually all I did.
Okay. Yeah. I hit up a few spots over the weekend. I was just running errands by myself over in that, you know, over by Whole Foods and the Goose Island Clybourne and stuff.
Right on.
So I went to Goose Island Clybourne.
Got
myself their old Clybourne Porter. So this is from the old recipe, the porter recipe that they were brewing a long time ago. This was actually in bottles for that. I don't know if you remember the anniversary series. Maybe this was before you dived into craft beer that they were selling every week at the Clybourne Pub was a new beer because that was one of the first times they were closing. So they were bottling one of their beers every week, and you could buy it. They were like $20, so. The early days of the Hopcast are us drinking some of those beers, like Midway IPA, and we might have had this old Clybourne Porter. It was probably just called Clybourne Porter at that point.
Yeah, that's probably one of their first five beers, right? Yeah.
You know, it's 90 degrees. I figured, let's get myself a porter.
Let's get a porter. Yeah. Let's go to Lincoln Park, get a porter.
But it was like 5, 6%, so great beer, coffee notes, really nice. And
we're coffee drinkers during the day. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. I love, like, a malty excursion every once in a while. So.
And it's brewed there, so I figured, well, I got to take advantage of the taproom-only releases. So.
Yeah, and we'll probably see a lot more of those because, you know, their taprooms, they cut down on the number of seats there so that they could have a bigger brew house this time around.
And there was a lot on. I was just kind of one in and done there. And then I went over to Off Color / the Mouse Trap.
Mouse Trap's a great name. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite names.
It's a good name.
For, yeah.
The beer I had there was the Koi, which is a rice or sake style pilsner.
That sounds nice.
It was. It was really light. So it's funny going from that porter, which was that dark kind of not really heavy, but it was a lighter porter, to this very light rice lager. That, it was good.
I'd rather have a Lagerlager interpretation of like a sake beer than, you know, Sakatumi is the one that Lagunitas makes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's dumb. It sucks. It's like big, 8%, it's like hoppy. And I haven't found a sake that I like yet.
Okay.
So I would like to try that one.
Yeah, I need to do. I'll be heading to Japan later this year. So I will be doing sake tastings and getting my sake knowledge on.
It's like, I'm going to have an opinion on these sakes when I get back.
I need to know. But it was a nice day, but I was by myself, so I didn't bother sitting outside. There was a good amount of people outside. I think a couple people, dogs, things like that.
They are in the heart of Lincoln Park over there.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of, when you meet them, it's not the kind of place you would expect them to have land, you know.
Yeah.
It's their second location,
And where Clybourne was fairly empty. Mousetrap was busy. it was weird. And that group of people that are at the Mousetrap, I don't know what happened or how this worked out for Off Color. But they are Linkin Park people. Like, right. I don't know how to describe this in a good or bad way. They are just Linkin Park people.
Yeah.
I overheard a conversation of someone talking about issues with their dad and the boat and troubles like that. They're having boat troubles. Like, those are the people that are there. And I was talking to Maeve, my wife, about this, and I almost feel like the style of beer lended themselves well to non-beer drinkers early on. Especially ladies, because a lot of like sour and kind of like funkier beers.
Yeah, you know, those beers are an entry point the way, you know, wheat ales were for us, you know, back when we got in. Sours are definitely an entry point. Right. Oh, and then their whole we don't make an IPA thing. Yeah. We make, you know, really good cocktails thing, right?
Yeah.
Also lends itself to that crowd too.
So maybe while their boyfriends were crushing 30 packs, they were also wanting a beer, and they found themselves to, you know, things like Fierce and Sparkle Kittens or whatever.
Those
like
are things, or like Wildings, the one I had up in you know, because you can get like a big elegant champagne bottle of this like really delicate fruited wild ale.
Yep.
That's not extreme. That's not extreme at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to your point. Yeah.
And they're all very light, easy drinking beers for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a lot of what Off Color always did. They weren't looking for doing big, extreme beers. They were like, let's see how low we can go with this ABV. Let's do 3, 1.5.
Yes, those kinds. Surf Stout. Surf Stout was a collab with McKellar, and it was a 3.5% stout. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it attracted the non-beer audience, like, even more so. There's still, like, the beer nerds that do love their beers. I like their beers.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing on them because of other people like that.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that's the crowd that's there, because it is in Linkin Park. But it doesn't seem like that's the crowd of Off Color, like the John Lafflers and the PK. They're not the people hanging out with those.
It's like a happy coincidence. Like, this happens to be this thing, right? But I don't know if anyone planned it that way.
Right. Yeah. It's getting them paid.
I mean, dude.
So,
you know, if those folks got a drink too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was a famous line Michael Jordan had in the 90s when they asked him why, you know, he's like, they asked him something like, why you never do this, never do that? And he's like, man, Republicans buy shoes too.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I don't want to exclude it. I'm not going to not drink Off Color's beer because of the people that maybe drink their beer. But
yeah.
It's a funny thing I see when I go in there. That's the second time I've been in that spot, and it's usually that type of crowd that's there. It's a different kind of beer crowd.
Yeah.
And maybe that's good for the beer scene, that like more people are getting in and finding these beers. And
it has the depth of breweries, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because yeah, it's easy to come out with that standard 5 beers.
Right.
Say those standard 5 styles. It's more cookie cutter to do. The thing they're doing is a little more ambitious. Yeah.
And like, yeah, you go in there and they don't, well, they have the Pilsner, but they don't have like the IPA or the big stout. It's like, oh, let me have that rice lager. Like, they're almost fancy beers without being fancy, right? That's like a weird. Like,
I'm not going to go almost. They're fancy.
They're fancy beers, right? They're fancy beers that are made for you to think about more. Like, they're nerdier than just like, oh, look at all the hops that they put in this, and look at all this. It's so dank. It's like, oh, it's kind of salty and funky, and they use Egyptian grains.
Yeah. And then you look at all the artwork, and you can tell they don't really take themselves that seriously. It's like this dichotomy of both, right? Yeah, because it's literally like sketchings on a lot of their stuff. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
They're an interesting crew.
Yeah.
You know?
So that was just the observation of Off Color's spot.
Yeah, a lot of people bring their own pizza there. There's a gentleman's club like 2-3 doors down. Yeah. The Whole Foods is right there.
Yeah. Oh, and I think also the fact that they're still in bottles, and a lot of their bottles are clear bottles.
Yeah. Like Wari is the you know the it's got a pink hue on it.
Yeah,
it's one of those like you know ancient times beers.
Mm-hmm. So it makes it even more fancy now, because most beer is in cans
purple
now.
Purple hue, probably.
And they're often seen as like, oh, you're gonna crush some beer, shotgunning. Oh, these are in a bottle. I'm stepping it up. That's a yeah. Funny world we're living in yeah. this craft beer age. But yeah, I had a lot of opinions on or thoughts on Off Color, and I only went in for that Koi. They did have a Koi variant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try that. I was like, oh, I have to try the standard first. And I was by myself running errands, so I was like, oh, I got to drive and still go pick up cat litter and stuff. So yeah. I should bounce.
And my understanding is like they have, because you know the original location shares a wall, I believe, with Pipeworks over in Hermosa, right next to yeah. Logan. And my understanding is like a lot of their like mainline stuff's being made over there, and then a lot of these large format kind of one-off tap room offerings
yeah.
are made at this other place.
Mm-hmm. And all the cocktails.
Yeah. You haven't been there. That's a dope space.
Right. And that patio is really nice. Take advantage of that while you can. You know, you're going to run out of months here in Chicago. Yeah. The next day, made out to the burbs. I went out to Arlington Heights to hit up the racetrack.
Oh, right on.
So I was betting on the horses. There, the beer selection is weak.
You're gambling on horses. You're going to Japan. I don't know who you are.
At the track, you basically have Miller Lite, MGD, Coors Light. You have Lagunitas Shandy, and you have like a raspberry shandy. Those are your beer selections.
Yeah.
But you can bring your own cooler in. You're not supposed to bring alcohol in, but you could.
You could bring a cooler.
You could bring a cooler. You can fill up water bottles with things or pre-mix your own drinks. You can do things like that. Oh, you're not supposed to bring glass in.
Okay.
You can bring cans in that aren't alcohol. But I don't know. You're not going to know what this is, right?
There's wiggle room.
Man. Yeah, there's wiggle. I'm saying. So, but that's the beer selection there. But you can bring your own cooler. It's usually $5 to $8, depending on the size of your cooler.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I like that.
So we did that. And then we went over after this track. We went over to Lunky Monk.
Nice.
Because they're, you know, we're right there. They're like 5-10 minutes apart.
So Lunky Monk, we're talking Barrington, Illinois. Hello.
Yeah. Got there. There was 9 of us in that spot.
Like you guys walked in.
We were a group of 9.
Okay.
Hour wait.
What?
It was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hour wait.
Why are they making you wait an hour, man?
I don't know. It was rough. We stood around. I made the mistake.
This is a tap room, right? No, this is a full on like brew pub, right?
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Okay.
Brew pub. I made the mistake. I should have got a beer while I was waiting. I kept going back and forth. Should I get a beer while I was standing around? Maybe not. Yes, no. I never did. And so I only had a beer when I sat down.
Man.
Yeah, so hour standing around. Blew it. I could have tried more of these beers there.
You could have did the whole flight in an hour, man.
I know. When I sat down, I ended up getting their Vienna Lager, which is blank on the name. I took a picture on the Instagram. It's solid.
Yeah.
It's nothing like to blow you away or anything like that.
Vienna lagers are nice, man. They're darker in color. The sweetness from the Vienna malt comes through. Fun beer.
Yeah, most of their food there is pretty heavy, too. It's all like a lot of burgers. I got a pulled pork sandwich. So they're big, hearty food. So I felt like a Vienna Lager.
Fallen Angel.
The Fallen Angel was the name, yeah. A Vienna Lager would go nice with that. It would kind of just meld well with those kind of big flavors of anything I was going to order to eat.
Now, you were on the outskirts maybe a week or two ago down at Brickstone.
Yeah.
Like, can you draw any comparisons from the Brickstone experience to this Lucky Monk? These are on the fringe edges of our region here.
Not really. Like, Lucky Monk, like, you're over there. You're not that far from Microphone.
Oh, yeah.
You're not that far from Church Street. Like, Lucky Monk is way closer than
Brickstone's, like, kind of disconnected, right?
Brickstone is kind of like driving, maybe going out to Flossmoor or Three Floyds. Like, you're crossing state lines there.
Gotcha.
That feels like a Brickstone trip. But Lucky Monk, it's like 45 minutes from Chicago, Wicker Park area, so okay. It's not that bad. The vibe there was very similar, but the bar was like separate from the restaurant, where Brickstone and Rock Bottoms feel like the bar is the restaurant, like it's all the same.
Yeah.
This felt like they were kind of too separate, like almost like you'd have a smoking section and a non-smoking section. Gotcha. Sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
My uncle, he got the flight of beers. Their IPA was pretty solid, and they had a seasonal tapping that was really good, like kind of funky. I'm not sure what it was. It just said seasonal tapping, and our waiter was no help on that either.
I see them all the time, and, you know, I've been meaning to go up there. But then, like, I never go. So
The glass is awesome.
I didn't offer much there, sorry.
Yeah, the glass is really cool.
Oh, yeah, because we talk about this, right? Yeah, like, some spots you go. You know,
it's like one of these glasses.
Yeah, and good branding. Yeah, I like the they got the big, happy monk,
mm-hmm.
you know, who only – he's only got the hair on the sides because the hair up the top's gone, whatever that style's called.
Yeah, the monk style.
Oh, he's got the monk style, yeah. So.
But the beers, they're not good enough to need or ever want you having outside of that spot.
Fair enough.
Like, not to say they're bad.
That's not a diss. Yeah,
they're just like they're good for that spot, and I think that's all they want to be. They're like a 10-barrel system, mm-hmm. and they're good there. Maybe you grab a growler, or maybe you do that, but they'll never be in stores, and that's fine. You shouldn't have to.
Yeah. Margins are a little different when you just got your own spot and you're slanging there anyway. Mm-hmm. So, right on. So.
Portions of food, though, massive.
Yeah.
Their burgers, I got the pulled pork sandwich. They come out on a little platter, like a hockey disc size. That's, I don't know, what's that? Like half an inch thick. So your burger sits up, mm-hmm. so it looks like it's on like a throne. But waiting an hour. Whew.
Now, did they have the Belgian, like, Trappist, kind of like,
no.
What are they, I forget where they live. Oh, monastery. Did it have, yeah. like, a monastery vibe to it? Like, because the name kind of implies it might.
No.
Okay. It was more like just straight up brick and mortar, like, standard kind of, like, restaurant.
Yeah, you could slap any name. You could slap okay. Steve's Joint on that.
Flapjacks.
Yeah. Nick's Pub. Nick's Brewhouse. It's yeah. fine, yeah. The full lineup of like IPAs, wheat ales. No, they might have had like a Belgian beer, but it was just the classics.
Okay, fair enough. So, Barrington.
Yeah, not a bad spot if you're going to the track out there. I know we almost went to the Assembly, which is a burger spot.
Okay.
Out there, that they're not a brew pub, but they have a lot of beers on tap. So maybe next time I'm at the racetrack, we'll go to the Assembly.
Because that's your thing now.
You know, yeah, I'm betting on the horses. I was up $8. From the day. Hey. That's not bad.
Hey.
I've won a $50 ticket, so that was pretty good. I bet on 3-1-2. And I won $50.
I love it, man.
I'm going 3-1-2 this time. and it did it.
That's cool.
So that was my little trip out to, Lincoln Park / suburbs again.
Yeah.
And next week, I'm making it out even farther.
What's going on?
I'm going to Minnesota.
You're going up to Soda.
Maybe do some Surly.
Right on.
And some Duluth breweries again.
Yeah. Hour flight. About 6 hours in a car, though.
Yeah. So hour, yeah. You take an hour flight to Minnesota or an hour drive to Brixton. What are you going to do?
Oh, man.
All right. So that was our week.
Yes.
What's happening this weekend? What do we got going on?
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, this Memorial Day thing. Let's talk about the misses that we missed last week. There's only one.
Okay.
We missed 350 Fest was last weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Descendants were there. It was like four or five music acts. And then they had a 25 of their own beers.
Okay.
It seemed like it was concert forward.
Well, that makes sense now that Justin Maynard's there.
Justin's all about the shows. I met Justin, he was doing Riot Fest.
Yeah, he's got he's a huge punk fan.
Yeah.
So makes sense.
He's out there taking care of business, it sounds like. That they have a civic center in the directly across the street from them.
Okay.
So they party there. I want to say that was number four, 350 Fest.
Wish I would have known. He should invite us to these because I would have saw the Descendants. I would have been down for that.
Same. Yeah, so we missed that last week. Yeah, I'm starting to notice, like, man, you know, as much as we preview events, we could actually talk. We could talk every week about events that slipped through the cracks because there's so much going on.
Sure, yeah.
In most cases, this week is kind of dry. Okay. Yeah, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, it is Labor Day weekend, so it's like that final weekend of the summer. Schools have started or are about to start back, so yeah, it's tough. There are a couple things, like the week right after or after the weekend, right?
Yeah, so Vice District's grand opening out in Homewood is on Friday, August 31st at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So that's a $25 ticket. Man, they're charging for the grand opening? Hmm. Yeah, so this is out. The only, like we talked about, Homewood Flossmoor, that's the only thing I know out that way. Yeah, you get a tour and beers and swag and all that jazz. But they're opening their second location.
Nice. Yeah, congrats to them. Homewood.
Yeah, so. Nice. There's a rumor out there that they might actually move out that way.
Like shut down.
Like they might end the West Loop thing. That's a rumor. We don't know, but that's what we hear. Okay.
So. I'm sure somebody would scoop that up, buy that right out from them.
Oh, dude, it's on 19th and Michigan. You can get to Soldier Field in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, less. Yeah, it's good. It's a good spot.
And you got a huge college crowd from Columbia and Roosevelt, not far from there. So you could, if you were making some, microphone style level beers, you'd draw a crowd for sure.
Man. got me wagging my tail when you said that. Yeah. Right on. So that's this weekend. Yeah, nice. I hope they keep both, though, but cheers to those guys.
So next week, we'll probably record before this, but on September 5th, Forbidden Root is starting their Great American Beer Fest Tap Takeover Series.
Okay.
So I think this is going to be in September throughout the month. Their Tap Takeover Series will feature a lineup from brews being entered into competition at this year's GABF.
Right on. I dig that, actually.
So breweries from Chicago and beyond represented at this tap takeover will be Dry Hop, Corridor, Maplewood, Blue Blood. I don't know Blue Blood.
Blue Blood.
Off Color, Short Fuse, Illuminated, Toppling Goliath, Sketchbook, Cruz Blanca, Half Acre, on and on and on. So this is really just, we're featuring beers that are likely to get entered into GABF.
Right on.
Yeah, not bad. That seems like a pretty fun series for them to do.
Yeah. I wonder if this is one of those things, as a result of the new laws we talked about last week, right? Because they're pouring all these beers at Forbidden Root.
Yeah, but I think they already could because they had food.
Okay.
Right? They were peace kind of thing where they could have guest taps.
Oh, got you. Yeah. So that law was really just for tap rooms.
That was for tap rooms without food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. That was the only thing I saw. We may mention it again, but the September events are coming up. We got FOBAB tickets are on sale.
Yeah, JBF. Man, they moved JBF up this year, man. It's 22nd. It's usually
October.
It's usually no September. It's usually in October.
Like October 6th, 9th weekend.
Yeah, I'm usually excited about going, but September, that's too fast of a turnaround for me. I'm still doing my summer thing. I don't want to leave town yet. I'm having a good time.
Never been to JBF.
No, never.
No.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Still gotta go though.
I still should go at some point, but I'm getting too old for this shit, man. Nice. So those are a few of the events happening. Any standouts? Anything, favorite thing you drank this past week?
Man, I tell you, that Blazed Orange tastes just like Orange Dreamsicle.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. Blazed Orange from Hot Butcher.
Nice.
And then, they had, it's right here. They had a bottle of Good Rise, Good Rise Wear Black. That's the beer they have for the White Sox. Oh, but it said South Loop Brewing Company on the bottle because that was their old name. And I almost forgot that.
Yeah. Funny.
This was up at Beer on Central.
So that was your standout?
I'd say Blazed Orange was my standout. It was great. Citra and Strata.
Nice.
Milkshake Double IPA.
Good. I think my standout was I opened another one of those cans of that Black Grant Nitro from Left Hand.
Yeah.
That was good.
You know, I had to compliment the guy because there was a guy at Beer on Central who was wearing a Salamo shirt, and every time he was engaging you on what you were drinking, and every time you said something, he would offer like a product from like Windy City. So I knew he was the distributor guy.
Okay.
Right. Oh, but I told him like, yo, I don't know if it's here, but that Black Currant, I thought was very interesting. I really liked it.
Yeah. Did he have an opinion on it?
Nah, he was busy like selling beer. Oh. So he didn't pay me any attention. But it was good. I thought about it.
So that was probably, again, my standout from the week. Probably one of the better things I drank.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, before we get out of here, any beer news? What's been happening?
Let's talk about the good folks over at Half Acre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they are partying down, man. They got an event coming up on October 13th. Tickets went on sale yesterday. It's called Far and Away. So, A, it's at Millennium Park, which there's never any cool parties at Millennium Park. But then, B, this thing, Far and Away, is all about bringing beers from out of market to Chicago for this festival.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so this looks pretty good, man. Everybody from, you know, Jay Wake, all the cool kids, man, Jay Wakefield and, you know, Casey's Brewery and Blending down in Colorado. Oh, man. But Jackie O's and Monkish and... Mm-hmm. A lot of cool stuff on this list. I'm kind of excited about this party. Jester King. Yeah, which you can find a little bit, but not the stuff you want to find.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say Crooked Stave is one that jumped out at me. Yeah.
And they have some bands too, right? Because it's in Millennium Park. They got that stage. So I think they're going to take advantage of that as well.
It's like a music fest and a beer festival. So that's an $80 ticket. Tickets are on sale for that now. I think we should be at that.
Yeah, that sounds good. Half Acre toss around their weight. They're showing they can play too.
Yeah, they're letting you know who's letting you know whose town it is, man. They're bringing all these boys, and they're partying right on Millennium Park. All right,
so grab yourself a ticket for that, especially as we continue to say the summer's ending. Take advantage of these outdoor festivals.
Yeah, Modern Times, Other Half. I mean, like, dude, all the stuff I read about that I never get to drink.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna be at this thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cheers to the good folks at Benny's. Apparently, they turned 70 this year.
What?
Who knew? That's a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. So to celebrate, they connected with Firestone Walker Barrel Works.
Benny's the liquor store?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. If it's not at Benny's, it's not worth drinking.
Yeah. All right.
That's a cool slogan. That's their slogan.
Right.
Yeah.
But all the Benny's here used to be called Sam's.
Benny's bought Sam's. So they were competitors at one point. Benny's bought them out and then turned all the Sam's into Benny's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So to celebrate, they're having they have a collaboration ale. It's a Paw Prince. It's a Paw Paw Wild Ale that they brewed for this. Yeah.
Paw Paw.
Yeah. So apparently Paw Paw is like it's kind of like a mango. It's it's an indigenous fruit to Illinois and really a lot of like the eastern United States. So from Illinois down to like Alabama, this Paw Paw grows.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know the way I understand it is that Paw Paws are kind of like a mango. But the fruit kind of like it, the fruit goes bad really quick, like in like a matter of hours, the fruit goes bad.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've only heard about it in beers. I know Goose had a beer with pawpaw in it, and now I'm hearing about this.
There's also an 80s cartoon called Pawpaws.
Is there?
And it's slightly culturally offensive.
Okay.
Because they're like tribal bears that are like pawpaws. So. When I hear pawpaws, I think of the cartoon.
Yeah. It apparently is like, it's the consistency of like custard, and it's got flavors of mango and banana in it. It's a plant that grows here. So, yeah. So, cheers to Benny's for turning 70 years old.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Also in news, the Canarchy, which is, you know, Oscar Blues and then the collective of breweries that they have joined forces with.
Yeah.
They decided to come out with a mixed 12-pack volume 1. So this is all the greatest hits of the main four breweries. So that would be Perrin, Squatters out in Utah, Oscar Blues, and Cigar City.
Okay.
Yeah. So this would be like your High Lie and your Dale's Pale Ale. They're going to have a mixed 12-pack of their breweries.
Huh, yeah. Interesting.
I hope this catches on, man. You know, because we all like new, like you were saying. All Colors newer than Goose Island. You go to All Color, there's more people there because people like new.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Finally in news, Villains in South Loop apparently closed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Again.
This is 3 years since they moved across the street. Because they were on one side of the street forever. And then they closed for like a half a year.
Yeah, that spot was pretty nice across the street.
Yeah.
It was kind of like it fit the villains. Like it was kind of dingy and dark and felt like it was like haunted and it was a gangster.
Yeah, it was a spot where like you would find like shorts on tap before shorts came to Chicago. It was just like randomly on tap at villains, yeah. And then they moved across the street and then 3 years later they're gone.
It was kind of a pricey little spot.
Yeah.
At the like across the street.
Yeah.
Like the other side was like burgers and fries and like pub kind of place, and they tried to upscale it across the street and it was fine, but maybe not worth why would I go there over maybe like Publican kind of idea. So like that, you got the meat board and things like that.
Yeah, it's tough when you're like the pioneer for your area, you know, and your area is like, you know, and the area is questioning, like, well, why are you doing it this way? This is a bit much for us to over here.
Right? And it's a college neighborhood, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like dorms next door to it.
Yeah, for sure. Robert Morris and Columbia, like you were saying. Yeah, but they're closing this week. So.
Oh, man. Bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for news, man.
Cool. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. We'll be back next week with another episode. I'll have some reviews of Duluth and Minnesota stuff going on.
Soda.
Yeah. Drinking plenty of Surly. That's my plan. But Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, we're always posting photos there. We will continue doing that. So keep an eye on that. Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. Everything's posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well.
I've been meaning to ask you, what's Stitcher, man?
Stitcher's like the non-Apple iTunes catcher.
Got you.
Like, if you don't have, because the Google phones, like, I think you could do Google Podcasts, but you can also do Stitcher.
All right. Cool.
It's a podcast catcher. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we're out of here.
Cheers.